Walker told outgoing Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan and outgoing Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker, both Democrats, that finalizing the contracts prior to Walker's inauguration would likely lead to a need for more aggressive spending cuts. The contracts in question were supposed to be in place in July of 2009 and last until July of next year. Roughly $143 million in state tax dollars was set aside for them in the two-year budget lawmakers passed last year, meaning their passage won't blow a hole in the current budget. But Dale Knapp with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says if the contracts get delayed, it gives a Walker administration more flexibility to push for union concessions in the next budget. For example, Walker said on the campaign he wants state employees to pay more for their health care and pensions.
You know, in terms of this big budget, it's not going to be, you know, a lot of money, but it does give them more flexibility in dealing with this deficit.
The contracts in question have yet to be made public, although Governor Jim Doyle says they include no raises and continued unpaid furloughs. Democratic leaders have signaled a willingness to come back to Madison for a special session next month, but cobbling together the votes they need under the circumstances could be difficult. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.